friend of the show, former member of the Buffalo Sabres, part of the broadcast crew, and I would guess part of 29 teams in the National Hockey League who were some sour on Saturday night watching the draft lottery. He's Rob Ray. Good morning, Razor.
How you doing, guys?
We're all right.
How's it going in Buffalo right now?
How's what?
Well, the hockey world in Buffalo. Is there, everybody's happy?
Everybody's excited, Retro.
I bet.
It was like the day you came to town.
Yeah. Tim Murray didn't seem as excited on Saturday night.
Tim Murray's a very emotional guy. He just, you know, he gets tied up in things. But, hey, you know what? There's a big prize, and 2 years in a row, you get Jack from it. Hey, why not? I can see him being upset.
I can, too. And, you know, we'll have some fun with it. But, and again, we're talking right to the belly. We're going right in the belly of the beast. But they're, in all of their attempts, the league, to make this draft lottery and make sure that it's fair and all of that, when the team with the worst record is continually losing the draft lottery, there's something wrong, isn't there?
You would think so. That I don't think teams go out and you know, hey, let's go and let's be that team. We were in a case where we didn't have much choice the way Darcy Regier left us, that you know, that's what we had to deal with, and that's what we had to work with. So if the league, it's like anything else. The league goes in, they got to stick their fingers in the rules, they got to stick their fingers in every little thing, trying to change it. You know, it's the same as a shootout. Why can't you have a tie? No, you got to have a shootout. It's got to be more interesting. And they just kind of tinker with stuff and screw around with it. And over time, it causes more problems and more hard feelings for everybody than what it's worth. So I don't understand why they just don't leave things alone. You finish last, you get first pick. I'm not sitting there crying. I don't really care, but it's just the way it's always been for forever. But no, some people in New York City decide they got to make it more interesting, or oh, this is the way we got to do it. So, you know, run the business. Don't run all the other stuff that's been the same for a million years.
Have people gotten over kind of the shock of it now? I mean, Eichel is not a bad guy to have on your roster.
No, he's not. And you know what? Probably more than McDavid, he'd fit into this area. You know, Rhett, you know, anything you've seen about this young man's personality and the way he handles himself, and he would fit in here in a second. And I think that most people are sitting, they don't get a chance to watch these guys. So they don't know exactly what they're getting, but they're listening to everybody that says, oh, the one's better than the other, and this is... So in their mind, they kind of got screwed. But until they really see the product that they're getting, you know, I don't think they should be able to make that determination. So, but it's just a matter of people being uneducated on both players and making the decision on what other people are saying. Make your own decision when the kid gets here and when he starts lighting it up. So, hey, anybody that's around it is happy with it and is excited about it. There's other people that are a little perturbed.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that are perturbed. I think that certainly here in Calgary, we're really not pleased. But I think there's a lot of NHL people. We got Elliot Friedman coming up, and I know he said he was talking to a number that really feel like this is for the Oilers to have 4 first overall picks in the last 6 years and not be the worst team in all 4 of those years. It's a flawed system. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, maybe it's time that general managers and owners and everybody that more or less owns the league, hey, the owners out there, they own the league, and Gary Bettman and his group work for them. Why don't they start stepping in and saying a few things instead of just sort of sitting back and letting them do whatever they want to do? If they think there's a problem with it, step up and say something. That's the only way it's going to get changed if the owners get involved with it. If they just continue to allow, you know, people to make the decisions for their league that they have the money invested in it. What has Gary Bettman got invested in it? Nothing. He makes millions of dollars a year on the league. So why not step up and say, hey, if you don't like something, let's not do it. Let's change it.
Well, and you know that it wasn't fixed because there's no way they wanted that kid going to Edmonton. No chance.
No. And if there was one thing here in this town, they were happy with that. If there was one place for that kid to go, that they wouldn't walk away thinking that there was a problem with the hole the way it was happened and the way it came down was go to Edmonton. It went to any other place, they would have said, oh, it's fixed. We got screwed again. So
what do you make or how would you answer the critics who say that the Buffalo Sabres tanked down the stretch, that they were purposely trying to put a lineup out there that would lose games and thus secure them a better percentage?
Well, I'd have to say that if you looked at our record and you looked at especially the way the team played, they played twice as good from, say, the deadline on than they did throughout the rest of the year. There was times early in this season when you looked at this team and go, man, there's not a lot of effort out there, and there's this, you know, guys just going through the motions. And then all of a sudden, when he drops a few guys and you bring in some of the young kids, and it was like, oh, my God, what did we do here? Maybe we should have stuck with the same old team type thing, because they played so much better and they played with heart and determination. And it just seemed like every kid that came in here excelled and exceeded. So, no, there was no chance of that. It was a good opportunity for them to see what they had, you know, get rid of some dead weight that they had here and, you know, to prepare for it. So, no, there was no tank. And I'll tell you, the coaching staff, Ted Nolan and those guys, they there was no way they were probably going to put a team on the ice that wasn't going to work hard.
I would believe that coaches and players would both be playing for jobs down the stretch. I think the one question would be, what if you're a general manager and you have the option to trade players and not replace them with guys that come in immediately? Even the Evander Kane deal, you know, helped their chances at finishing 30th, although from their perspective, it makes a lot of sense beyond this year.
Yeah, but you brought in Zach Bogosian on that deal too, and he was by far our best D-man. And the few games that he was out, that's when we really had trouble. And when he was back in the lineup, you know, they played extremely well. So, you know, you can maybe point at one, but you look at the other, and like I say, Zach was by far our best player.
Have you been watching any of the playoffs, or is the Sabres being out of it mean you're not paying attention?
Are you kidding me? I watch every night, man.
Well, I thought maybe you'd
what
be
else
fit.
Is there to do?
You're not fishing or working out?
My wife doesn't want to be with me, and my kids don't like me, so I'm a loner, baby. I just go drop into the corner and watch games.
Any teams that you're following with interest, or any series that you think have been good?
I really like the Montreal-Ottawa one. I think that unbelievably exciting. I know that you know, the standing might not show it, but I think it's been fantastic. Pittsburgh Rangers, I would have thought that we played the Pittsburgh Penguins the last game of the season, and they sucked. And it looked like they had nothing going for them. And it was a must-win game for them. And if they were playing anybody other than us, they might not have won the game. But, you know, just seeing them come to life there on the weekend, and Crosby kind of coming to life and doing what he has always done, that's going to be an interesting one. So,
what's wrong with those guys?
Who guys?
Well, Pittsburgh. I mean, they shouldn't be that bad.
No, they shouldn't. But, you know, even talking to the guys, you know, that day when we played them, everybody's got it in their mind that there's going to be changes made there and there's going to be a decision made. You know, one of them's going to stay, who's going to go, and some big names. So maybe it's just time to shake things up. I think the general manager there made some goofy decisions and gave up an awful lot to get certain guys, and I think it's come back to haunt them a little bit.
Well, enjoy summer in Buffalo. Do you have any holidays planned? Are you getting away?
No, I work for a living, guys. Hot dog stand got open on Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Crazy. So I'm just turning, you know, singles into 20s here. That's my project for the summer. And that's it.
Oh.
Razor's dog.
I can't wait. I'm going to this place.
When I played, I had to earn my money, and I didn't make much of it. And so I don't have the luxury of just doing whatever I want to do when the game's over.
Brad May was out here for the Gordie Howe tournament, this Alzheimer tournament this weekend. He had a lot of,
yeah.
He was commenting on how hard you worked.
Maisie?
Yeah.
Well, that's a guy that you never know is going to show up at work or what he's going to do or anything like that. He's the most irresponsible, unreliable guy I've ever met, hockey.
Enjoy your day, Razor. Thanks for coming on.
Guys. I love you.